In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace, in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made himself known."
Now, let me read to you that verse in bold again that Georgia has just read to us from John chapter 1. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let me pray that we would understand this verse a little bit better. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you that the Bible is you speaking to us. So please speak to us now through this verse and help us to understand more about who Jesus is. We ask in his name. Amen. Amen. Now, I've got a couple of cracker jokes just to get us in the mood for Christmas. And I wonder if perhaps, Joseph, I could give you that to hold as a Christmas tree. It sounds like Mary's got a bit of a cough, too much time in the stable. Now, Reuben, if you turn that round the other way, what is on the front of your... We've got a Christmas tree there. Now, here's the first joke for you. Why are Christmas trees bad at knitting? Anyone know? Because they keep dropping their needles. Okay, Mary, if you wouldn't mind holding up the snowman. What does a snowman eat for breakfast? Snowflakes. Yep, we knew that one. Okay, here's another one for Reuben. There's Santa and a couple of the reindeer there. Why did no one buy Rudolph and Blitzen in their online shop? Answer, because they were... Yes, Katie? They were too dear. They were too dear. And then, thank you very much, Mary. If you hold that one up, that's a Cinderella. What did Cinderella say when she was waiting at the photo shop in Tesco's? Anyone know? Mary, do you know? "One day my prince will come." Isn't that fantastic? Now, Mary and Joseph, if you'd like to hold up those four cards so that we can see all those pictures. Snowman, Disney, Santa, and Christmas tree. These are all four wonderful things and things that we enjoy in our household here in Huntington. Perhaps apart from snow, we haven't seen much of that yet. But they're all great things, and they're all great things about Christmas. But actually, none of them, it says something. It does indeed. We're going to find out what that word says in just a moment. Brilliant. Reuben, in just a moment, you can help me to find out what the word is on the back, because that's going to be quite important. But Disney, snow, Father Christmas, even all the decorations, they're wonderful things and we love them, but they're not what Christmas is all about. Christmas means Jesus's birthday. Christmas, the birth of King Jesus. And so Jesus is the reason for the season. And before he was born 2,000 years ago, there was no Christmas at all. There was nothing to celebrate. So we're going to learn a little bit more about who is this baby in the manger, represented by Sparkle, one of our little dolls here. And I'm going to need you guys to see if you can make a word with three letters in it. If you just give me that one, Mary, that's brilliant. Okay, now if you turn yours around, Reuben, that's it, and hold up the other word. Okay. Now, I don't think that there was a dog in the nativity scene, all those, but you never know. Reuben, why don't you swap? Yeah, that's brilliant. Fantastic. You've got it. That's it. Fantastic. Now, this is the first thing. Well done. The first thing that we learn from this verse about who Jesus is that he was and is God. Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem, is God. Look at the verse. It says, the Word became flesh. Now, the Word with a capital W like that in the Bible refers to Jesus. And verse 1 tells us that Jesus is the Word of God. Look at the beginning. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God has a message for us, the Word. But the Word is a person, Jesus, and Jesus is God. Jesus is actually God. Now, if I had a message for you, I could bring it to you in one of a number of different ways, thanks to today's social media. I could send you a WhatsApp message, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, a text message, or even the latest technology, a letter. And our Katie Newcomb received this letter in the post from Cambridge this last week. And fantastic for her to get a message in the post from one of her old school friends. But God went even better than that. He didn't just send a message. He sent his son. He came in person. Do you know, the other day, the Prime Minister went out with a few messages to tell about delivering things. And he went and delivered some milk. And one family in Yorkshire opened their door to find the Prime Minister on the doorstep delivering a message. Now, God has actually come in person and has delivered his message. And you'll be pleased to know that it's not a message about Brexit. It is a message about who he is. He sent his son himself into the world. And Jesus is that message. And Jesus is God. Well done, guys. You're doing brilliantly there. And you don't need to hold them right up. You can rest your hands for a moment if you like. Let's just have another look at some of the things about that prove that Jesus is God. Have a look at our verses again. Number one, verse one, in the beginning, this is the first bit. In fact, they're the first three words of the Old Testament as well. But the first three words of John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. So this message was with God. And this message was God himself. Jesus is God himself. The Word was with God. And even more than that, verse 2, he was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So all the things that are under your tree at home, Christmas presents that you're going to receive in over a week's time, they are made by Jesus. Did you ever imagine that? Did you ever realize that you were made by Jesus? Verse 3, through him, all things were made. Look down to our verse 14. The Word became flesh. So this message, the person who is God himself, he became flesh. He became a human being like us. And he lived among us. As one Bible puts it, he moved into the neighborhood to give us his message. And verse 18 says that no one has ever seen God. None of us have ever seen God. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't exist. Because the one and only Son, Jesus Christ, the message, the Word, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Jesus is God. Come down to earth to give us a message. Don't you think that we should listen to him? This Christmas, there are going to be so many exciting things to think about. Disney, Santa, Christmas trees, hopefully even some snow. But we mustn't ignore Jesus, because he's God's message to us. He's the one that we need to listen to this Christmas. So children, we'd love to invite you back next Sunday, if you're free, when we're going to have another Christmas service on the theme of the Christmas cracker. We're going to be opening some crackers. We're going to be learning more about Jesus. So do please come next week if you're free, and every Sunday at 10:30, apart from the Sunday after Christmas, we will be back here to learn more about Jesus. So do please come back. And adults as well, do please come and join us so that we can listen to Jesus, who is God. Now, there's one more thing that we need to also learn about Jesus. Jesus is God. Reuben, do you mind holding that one on that side as well? Now, Reuben, can you tell me what that now spells?
Good.
Good. Fantastic. So Jesus is God, but here's the wonderful thing. What is God like? What is the God like? God, the God who came into our world to show us what God is like, to give us his message. What is he like? He is wonderfully good. Look at our verse again. The word became flesh. Complicated language, but saying that Jesus became one of us, a human being, and he made his dwelling amongst us, the place where we can go to meet with God. We have seen his glory. Two more words beginning with G here. Glory. The glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, children, you might very occasionally hear your parents, especially if they're a little bit posh, saying, "That was glorious. That was glorious. That sunset was glorious. We had a glorious reunion with our friends, a Christmas party. It was glorious. It means that it was wonderful. It was amazing. It was super. It was incredible. It was absolutely brilliant." And this verse is saying that Jesus, who shows us what God is like, is absolutely glorious. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son. Jesus is good. And what's more than that, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. Some people think that if there is a God, well, maybe he's like a headmaster or a headmistress. I know that we've got one or two teachers here today, even from Martha's preschool. And those teachers are wonderful, but maybe you had a teacher or a headmaster or headmistress who wasn't very nice, and you think if God is out there, he's going to be like a terrible headmaster or headmistress who just wants to get cross with me all the time. Well, that's not true. Look at this verse. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Because Jesus's glory, we learn in this book, was seen when he gave his grace, when he died on the cross to show to forgive our sins. Jesus is full of grace and truth. There's no spin or fake news with Jesus, but he's full of grace. He gives us, he is God's free gift. He's full of kindness. I wonder if anyone has seen the John Lewis advert for this year of Excitable Edgar. Has anyone seen the advert of the little dragon? Yep, some of us. And Excitable Edgar is a wonderful dragon. He's full of enthusiasm, but I'm afraid he manages to ruin everything. He goes out there to watch the ice skating, and he manages to breathe fire, and the ice melts, and all the ice skaters are in the pond. And he manages to breathe his fire on the snowman, and the snowman is completely melted. And he manages to breathe his fire on all the Christmas decorations, and the Christmas tree is burnt to cinders and all the Christmas decorations. And so Excitable Edgar is not welcome at the Christmas banquet. But there's a little girl who's wonderfully kind, and she goes to him, and she has a brilliant idea. And she brings him to the door of the banquet, and everyone is hiding under the table because they're worried what he's going to do next. And he pulls out a Christmas pudding, and he breathes his fire onto the Christmas pudding, and the Christmas pudding is alight. And everyone cheers because he's saved Christmas. Well, that little girl, in a very small way, is a picture of Jesus' kindness to us. Because Jesus is full of grace and truth. He welcomes us in to God's banquet. He's wonderfully kind and welcoming. And even though we shouldn't belong because of the bad things that we have done in rejection of God, Jesus came into this world to show us what God is like. He's God, and he's good, because ultimately Jesus was born to die on the cross, to forgive all our sins and make us as white as snow, to completely cleanse us from all the things that we have done wrong. So it's a wonderful verse, and it's a wonderful verse that explains to us exactly who it is who is in the manger. Jesus is God, and look, with a special sliding mechanism, we can show that Jesus is good. Two wonderful things for us to remember this Christmas. Should we give them a round of applause? Do you guys want to come and sit down? We'll leave these up here. Well done, Mary and Joseph. Thank you so much for your help. And we're going to say a prayer. And then we're going to, in fact, we'll start bringing the screen down as well, Dan, because we're going to show you a little video which is based on a song based on that wonderful reading for us. So let's bow our heads and let's say a prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for who Jesus is. That when he was born in Bethlehem, we discovered that Jesus is God. Even though he had been there right since before creation, he's fully God. We thank you that he is the Word made flesh, come into our world. And he's full of grace and truth. He's full of kindness and goodness because he loves us and he welcomes us back into the party, even though we don't deserve it. We pray, Lord, that each one of us would come to grips with Jesus, the true Jesus of history, and find for ourselves that he is God and that he is good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.